4DOS, KO4NUE. Listen, can you work with me? You got like 2 minutes and help me work with this antenna a little bit, see if I can give me a signal report or something. Give me a holler when you got some time. I didn't mean to interrupt your evening.
If anything, I was sitting there on my easy chair, just sitting there taking it easy. Joy's gonna get us some supper here in a little bit. I was just waiting on that.
So, I've got two antennas. I did a little bit with Jerry today, but I've made a couple of changes, and just want to make sure there's no issues over. So, this is the Cushcraft on 5 watts. Any issues, over.
At full quality.
Let me switch over to this other one. Stand by. NUE on a 3-element Yagi, 5 watts. Any issues?
Riding into the repeater, Chad. Sounds good.
That's what I wanted to know. I cannot, the small Yagi, the one that was down there in the shop, that's the one I put up underneath the Cushcraft. I cannot get the SWR down on the full 40 side, less than 2.2. I don't know what else to do. I might just have to live with it.
Well, sometimes you hate to live with it, but if you know it's 2.2 and instead of being lower than that, you know not to talk very long. Chad.
Hey, Rod, how you doing? So I've got a dual band Yagi, 2 meter, 440. And the 440, the 440 is strung in between the directors on the 2 meter directors, reflectors. And I cannot get the SWR to down less than 2.2. I don't know what else I can do here.
WOZ. Does it have an actual gamma match?
It's an adjustable gamma match. But I don't know if the Cushcraft above it is messing with it. I don't know if it's the, you know, I got a tin roof. I've never had an issue with the tin roof, but I don't know what else to do here.
I heard you earlier today talking to that other fellow about the antennas. You know, a lot of times what size the tubing is can actually make a difference. And sometimes using stainless steel hardware can really mess some things up there, over.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Stainless steel rod, or 1/8 of an inch, just under 1/8 of an inch. Spring, you know, kind of spring steel. I'm thinking that I don't know what to think.
Enlighten us up. What do you think, Gary? Make any difference in reality. Now, it's like Rod said, the stainless steel rods and stuff sometimes comes into play. I've never had any trouble with stainless steel hardware as far as that goes. But I don't know what the antenna problem is. You know, it's got me scratching my head because I've not run into that particular problem. But that's good because it, you know, gives us something to look at and try to think about.
Well, I just need to get on one repeater. I know that sounds crazy. I hate 440. I hate it. I don't like it. But I don't use it. But I got one repeater I need to get into. And I can do that with 7 watts. So I'm thinking I might have to put up with it.
So if you're talking low wattage there, even if you got a pretty stout standing wave, as long as you're not trying to, you know, sling 100 watt through it, it might not be all that bad.
He said that's 5 to 7 watts, and that's all I need. So, and the problem, what's scaring me is that, you know, I may have to call the net on that frequency. That's the only thing that's bothering me is, you know, I'm gonna have to transmit on it for, you know, extended time.
You calling a net there, Chad? You're not transmitting that long. You've got short transmissions, you know, when you're taking the check-ins and stuff. About the only time that you've talked for any length of time is when you're reading the call signs back and maybe ragged you in a little bit. So that, I don't believe it'll bother it.
I mean, I've seen worse, but, you know, normally the radio lets me, it's got an indicator pops up on it if there's an issue. And it's pretty sensitive to that, but I'm not seeing any kind of warnings or anything popping up. I know that may not mean a whole lot, but I'm just telling you what the radio's telling me, over.
I forgot my question. W4WOZ for ID. My question was going to be, is it being fed with the same coax, just one coax
in the antenna? Negative. I've got two runs of coax, LMR-400, both of them's new runs. I have switched. I know it's not the cable. I've switched the cables out between the 2-meter beam and the, you know, the 440. And the SWR follows with the cables, you know, when I swap them out. So I hope that makes sense, but I don't know.
It's high on, it stays high on that particular antenna.
Say that again.
That again. I was just saying that since you switched the antenna leads and everything, it followed the antenna, yeah, they had a high SWR, regardless of which feed line you were on. It doesn't matter about that. You know, all that's is well and good, so you don't have to worry about that part of it.
I agree, yes. What I was saying was I feel comfortable. It's not in the cable. I don't know. I'll think about it and maybe jockey around with it a little bit more and see what I can do with it. But at any rate, well, listen, I appreciate it. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all's evening. Y'all be safe, and I'll see you maybe on the net tonight. KO4NUE 73.
Think he interrupted my, well, I know he didn't interrupt mine. I don't guess he interrupted yours, because we're both in here talking on the radio. How are you today, young man?
Let me clear out with Chad. Chad, we'll see you later, buddy. 73, W4WOZ. And, hey, Gary, I'm unsupervised this weekend. Boy, this is great.
In the world did you get unsupervised? I know everybody over at your place knows better than to leave you that way.
My wife, she went up to visit with some of her family up north, and my daughter is at work, and she's in the process after work tonight of putting together some kind of a birthday party for someone tomorrow. So I don't really have anybody here to tell me to go sit down or stand over here or say this or don't do that there, over.
Hello, mate. That's a good thing. You need to be by yourself every once in a while for a little while. It helps you stay sane that way, right?
I believe everybody needs a little personal time from now and then. I'm certainly not no doctor of any kind, but I think it helps anybody. You know, the beach is always good therapy if you think about it.
It's not for me. I would rather go up to the mountains. Now, Joy loves to go to the beach. We went to a doctor's appointment the other day, Wednesday, and the lady there at the doctor's office said that her and her husband were going out of town this weekend, and we talked on for a minute. They're going to Myrtle Beach for bike week, and I told her, I said, ain't no way in the world I'd go down there now.
Yeah, I agree with you, sir. Now, I used to attend that when I was a much younger fella. And, of course, I'm sure it's all different now than what it was back then. Because all the new music, all the new whatever people are into today was not into it back then. Probably a good idea, too. But, I don't know that I'd want to be there myself. Where I'm at today, no, I ain't going.
And talking like that, you're gonna let everybody know me and you's older than dirt, and that ain't right.
I guess, you know, the good Lord's keeping us here for something. He's still got a purpose for us, and we'll see what it is. All right, buddy, let me get... I better go in here and feed my animals. I don't know if I've done that at lunch, since I've been very lazy today. So you have a good evening. Maybe we'll hear you on later or not. Take care of yourself. 73 W4WOZ.
Good talking to you there, young man. Hope you have a good evening, what's left of it. Do feed those animals. You don't chew it on your leg. Make sure they got a little something to eat. But you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there. Hope to do it again soon. W4WOZ, KI4DOS.